From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you on this Monday. Thank you for joining us. I'm very honored to talk today with Bishop Daniel. He is the president of GFA World. And Bishop Daniel has been on with us a number of different times. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He's a global Christian leader who serves as president of GFA World. And of course, you all know we're right in the middle of the GFA World Critter Campaign. I use the word fun when I talk about the Critter Campaign because this is a way that you could buy a gift of a pair of goats or a pair of chickens or maybe buy a sewing machine or some other gift for people that are in South Asia or maybe in the continent of Africa. So GFA World used to be gospel for Asia. Now they are literally all over the planet working. So their name is now GFA World. Ministry has been a lifelong passion of Bishop Daniel's. He's grown up in the home of GFA World founder K.P. Yohanan, the late Dr. K.P. Yohanan, one of our good friends of this ministry and an amazing man, tremendous missionary, wrote an amazing book about being a missionary, and we're just so thankful that it could be on. Before we start with Bishop Daniel, I want to read you a story. It's called When God Gave Her a Goat. Shreya toiled as a sole breadwinner for her family, and even though she was beginning to suffer from various ailments in her middle age because her husband was too ill to work, Shreya labored as a domestic worker to pay for their mounting medical expenses. A few years ago, Shreya met GFA-supported Pastor Sakitan, and I hope I'm saying that right, Sakitan, who prayed for them and invited them to his church. She started visiting his church, and her husband soon joined her. Before long, Sheree and her husband, along with their adult son and his family, also found new life and eternal hope in hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Excited to be part of the body of Christ, she served the Lord by thankfully and faithfully helping to clean up and set up the room where the congregation met for worship services. While seeing Sheree's helpfulness and devotion, Pastor Sakitan knew her family still struggled under the weight of poverty. He wanted to help. When he learned a Christmas gift distribution was being planned for the region by Gospel for Asia, he immediately requested Shreya to receive a gift. Shreya's heart brimmed with gratitude, and she brought home a goat in February of 2017. She and her husband looked at the healthy goat, a gift they never could have bought themselves. They thanked God. She tenderly cared for the goat, gathered food for it, taking it to a meadow in the evenings and covering it with a blanket during winter. This is why I say it's so fun, but the circumstances and things that people, that GFA World are serving, are not in fun situations. But I believe that they're filled with joy, and it is fun to receive an amazing gift. And you as listeners can be part of the Christmas Critter Campaign presented by GFA World. And now we're joined by Bishop Daniel. Bishop Daniel, thank you so much and for honoring us and giving us this time here on KLYT Radio. How are you?
Well, thank you. It's a privilege to be here.
Bishop Daniel, I've talked to you a couple of different times over the years, probably for the last seven, and we are always excited about the Christmas Critter Campaign, but you know this. Dr. K.P. Yohanan, your father, was a good friend of our pastor, Skip Heitzik, and a friend of our radio station. I had the privilege of talking with him many times, and I wanted to start by saying, how are you and your family doing as you remember your dad this Thanksgiving and Christmas season?
You know, it's one of those amazing things that God, you know, in his mercy has given us a lot of peace and a lot of hope, especially during this, you know, Thanksgiving season and looking forward to our Christmas season. You know, my father was always one to point us back to Christ and to always point us to all the reasons why we can be thankful and grateful no matter what happens in life. And, you know, this will be our first Thanksgiving without him and first Christmas without him. But we always look back on what he pointed us to, which was Christ and what to be thankful for. And that is what exactly will continue to be the same for our family. And for that, we're extremely grateful that we know the Lord and that we know my father's with him, and we continue to serve and bring the hope of Christ to these nations, especially to people who still wait and still don't have that hope. So that's a joy for us to be able to live to bring the hope of Christ to those who still are wait to hear.
Amen. And our listeners, they need to get to know you a little bit, so I wanted to say a little bit more about your bio. I guess I knew this, but I didn't really think about it, and that is that you have been traveling the world with your dad and your mom since you were just 3 years old. You lived in the U.S., India, and Germany, and it says in your bio, at a very young age, you were overcome with a compassion for the lost and suffering world. And Bishop Daniel, if anybody knows your calling, and you are fulfilling it and moving things forward with GFA World, congratulations, and God bless all the amazing things you guys are doing.
Yeah, no, it's been a privilege ever, you know, since I was very little, to be able to grow up in multiple places, multiple cultures, but to be able to see firsthand growing up on the mission field, that people, you know, really are living without hope when they don't know Christ. And, you know, many places we would travel to, you literally could walk into a village or an area or community and ask the person, do you know Jesus Christ? And very often the response would come back something like this: you know, your friend Jesus doesn't live here. I've lived here my whole life. You need to check the next village down this road. Maybe you'll find your friend Jesus. So you're literally talking about millions and millions of people in some of the most difficult places on earth who are still waiting to hear the first Christmas story, to hear who Christ is, to hear what he has done for them. And, you know, this is a privilege for me to be able to have grown up hearing these words and seeing things for myself, and to be impacted by God that it is possible to invest our life for something that's even greater than our very life here on earth, which is a very short life, but all that can be done for God will last into eternity.
I want to make sure our listeners also understand that as the president of GFA World, and you are also an ordained bishop of the Believers Eastern Church, you have a role to really connect Christian workers, largely GFA World missionaries, all over the country of India, for sure, and South Asia, but now throughout Africa. And so I want our listeners to understand that Bishop Daniel is right in the midst of all of it. So talk to us a little bit about, through the Critter Campaign, how do families in Asia receive an animal or a useful gift like a mosquito net or a bicycle? How do they get these gifts?
You know, for the last over 45 years, anytime we've gone into a community, either in Africa or Asia, we see what are the needs that people have. Sometimes it's, you know, sanitation, sometimes it's water, sometimes it's education, literacy. But very often, people's needs are something that they could have to break or assist them out of the cycle of poverty. And so when we go into a community and we see that there are families or individuals who could use a sewing machine or a pair of goats or a buffalo or some chickens, the life-changing gifts, then we work with the head of the village or the chief of the village to identify who are the families that have greatest need. We want to make sure that we're impacting those families and assisting those families and doing it in a way that's dignified and not kind of just a handout because we think that they have need. And so with the assistance, we're able to help those families with a buffalo, cow, goats, chickens, or different items that can assist people's getting out of poverty or breaking the cycle of poverty. And, you know, when we are able to give these gifts to people, I mean, literally people weep and cry and they ask, why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. You know, we would never be able to afford this in our entire life. I mean, giving someone a buffalo is like giving a tractor to someone. And, you know, we tell them it's because we love them and because Christ loves them also. And it just, their hearts melt away and they're so open to hear what Christ has done for them. But it's not a very complicated thing. You know, our friends on this side of the world see the opportunity to assist families on the other side of the world through very simple life-changing gifts. in these countries were able to purchase these gifts. It impacts the economy in those local areas, helps the farmers, helps the people. And then when we give these gifts, we're able to follow up with these families and to be able to help them know what Christ has done.
And those gifts are sustainable, right? I mean, if you give somebody a pair of chickens, they may end up with however many chickens at the end of a year. I'm amazed. I'm just so blessed when GFA World came up with this whole concept. And I want you to speak to the hearts of, you've lived in the United States, you've lived in other parts of the world. Speak to Americans, if you would, because I think so many times Americans don't see themselves as being an instrument of God to actually help someone else in their life. Can you speak to them about that?
You know, I think us, very often us in the West, we get very, very busy. We may not realize we're as busy as we are, but, you know, life is very fast-paced, is very busy. We're trying to move from, you know, work to coffee shop to back home to mowing the yard to just getting things done and then back again to the cycle. And we can get kind of lost and trapped in our normal routine of life that we kind of forget what Jesus told the disciples in John's Gospel chapter 4 when they also were concerned about their hunger and their own needs. He said, "Lift up your eyes and see the fields, for they are ready to be brought in. The harvest is now." In a sense, we are kind of in the same place as the disciples. Our world, our concerns, our needs seem to take precedence over everything else in the world. And then we forget that there are millions and millions of children that go to bed hungry and naked every single night. You know, millions of widows who have been ostracized by society, over 30 million of them, hundreds of thousands of villages who still wait for one Christian to come and meet them and to tell them about Christ's love. And the only way that we can kind of break out of this is to pray what we see in the Gospels. When Christ saw the crowds, he was moved with compassion. And if we could pray, "God, would you fill my heart with compassion for those who are still waiting to hear? Would you break my heart with the things that break your heart? As my father would pray often, take eternity and stamp it on my eyes." And this is the life, and this is a challenge for all of us, especially in the West, that the Great Commission is not just for pastors and missionaries, but it's for all of us. How do I live my life in the light of eternity? How do I live my life today to make a difference in someone else's life around the world? And it might be prayer, it might be giving, it might be sending, whatever it is. God has given us this life, a very short life, to be able to impact eternity. And every day and every decision I make can further that cause of Christ's name being known.
Well, Bishop Daniel, president of GFA World, is on the phone with us today, and we're so thankful that he can be with us all the way up till 2 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break, but before we go, if you're really interested in providing one of these amazing gifts through GFA World, you can go to klyt.fm, and there's an entire catalog of things, everything from water buffaloes, Bishop Daniel mentioned that, mosquito nets, Jesus wells, there's water filters, there's pigs, there's chickens. I mean, there's all kinds of very affordable ways you can provide these items to people, and it's a sustainable, life-giving gift. And then those gifts are actually presented by many of the missionaries that are part of GFA World, and we're going to talk to Bishop Daniel about his team, I'm going to call them. It's a big team. It's all the way across two continents, if not more. And I'm just more and more excited as we talk about this. One other way you can get this information is to call GFA World directly at 855-513-2127. We'll be back with Bishop Daniel right after these messages. Bishop Daniel, president of GFA World, is with us this afternoon. This is Jim Williams with you. Always glad to join you on Mondays, and I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. I just got a text from our GM, and we're talking about the various things that you can buy as gifts through the GFA World Critter Campaign. Go to klyt.fm and click on the GFA World Christmas Critter Campaign banner, and you'll see all kinds of amazing things. And we're going to talk with Bishop Daniel a little bit more about those. But Bishop Daniel, I'm going to ask you about your missionaries, but before I do that, I want to go to this little note that I just got, because I never thought about it before. A gift given to GFA World to where it's needed most, where would that gift go? It can be used for a lot of different things, can't it?
Yeah. I mean, when gifts are given to where needed most, it is really impacting the entire ministry. It's not just about a goat or chicken or about some specific items, but it does take resources to be able to keep the ministry running. It impacts the ability to tell more people about the opportunity. And I think that's one thing that people don't realize. Just like, you know, we have people on staff here, when you think of a missions organization, you typically have something in mind as a picture, but we have people that serve in the IT department. We have people that serve in the video department or the web department. We have people that help with cleaning and taking care of the facilities. I mean, we could use electricians and plumbers. So you don't typically think of a ministry need as someone who has plumbing skills or electrical skills. In the same way, the actual running of the ministry to enable more people to hear about the mission opportunity and to be part of the mission emphasis really does take resources to keep it going. And so giving gifts where most needed really impacts the entire ministry, which includes whatever can be done on the mission field. And so it's something that really makes a huge difference that most people don't either ask about or they don't know about, but it really is a huge difference maker.
Well, and I'm just excited that people can get to know you a little bit. Your father, Dr. K.P. Yohannan, was just an amazing contributor to our programming here. He's been in the pulpit at Calvary Church in Albuquerque and many other pulpits around the world. I'm really interested in your missionaries. You have people throughout continents, Bishop Daniel. Tell us a little bit about your missionaries.
You know, when our ministry is going to an area that really has never had someone tell them about Christ, it's not as complicated as we make it out to be. You know, you have people in their own country who know the language, who like the culture, who know the mannerisms, who live at the level of the people, and they have a passion to bring Christ to their own people. Many of them are beaten or imprisoned or persecuted for Christ's sake. And so it's not a lack of commitment on their side, but very often they need resources for their support, and they also need someone to stand with them in prayer. It's like what Romans chapter 10 we read in the New Testament, where it says, you know, how can they hear unless someone goes and preaches, and how can they preach unless someone goes and be sent to them? And so the person sending, the person going, both are part of this incredible opportunity to bring Christ's love to the whole world. And so these national missionaries are equipped, they are trained, they are sent, they are supported, and the focus is to bring the love of Christ to places that still wait to hear about Christ, or places that still need to see churches established so that people can be established in the faith. And so this is kind of the focus that we've had for the last 45 years, is very, very clearly bring Christ to places that still wait, and to assist these national missionaries with the tools and resources that they need to be able to accomplish that task. And the goal is that we would see churches planted so that people are established in the faith and that missions continues. This is very much Book of Acts. You read through the Book of Acts, and this is simply the pattern that we're following. And the Book of Acts is our pattern and model for missions.
Do you have a favorite story about the Critter Campaign and maybe a family that's received a gift that you would mind sharing with us?
Yeah, you know, the Critter Campaign is, of course, we think of critters as little animal critters, but when you look at the list of critters, there's also items like Jesus wells and sewing machines and biofan filters and mosquito nets, a bunch of other things. So while some of the exciting items are these animals like buffaloes and chickens, you know, there was a lady who received a sewing machine, and she was able to open a tailoring shop in her village, and she made enough money in that small tailoring business to hire five other ladies and get them sewing machines. And that little sewing shop made enough money that she was able to rent the room next door for her husband to be able to open a barber shop. And so you can see someone's Christmas gift, a one sewing machine, impacted six families. Six families have experienced Christ's love because of someone's generosity, someone's love from this side of the world to give a sewing machine. Another young man was barely able to support his family to provide food on the table, and he got a pair of goats. And just like chickens, goats multiply pretty quickly. And he was able to start a little goat farm. And, you know, you provide milk, you provide meat, you can sell the goats to get more resources for the family. And he was able to support his family, help his kids be healthier. He got so many goats out of his little goat farm that he was giving them to his other family members, to his neighbors, and they were able to be impacted by it. And so you can see someone's generous gift of providing some goats impacted multiple families and multiple individuals, and the whole community was blessed because of these goats. And these are simple, life-changing gifts. And they're gifts with dignity. It's not a handout, but something they can take and they can really run with it and start their own little businesses and to be able to support themselves and their families.
Yes. Great. I love all of those stories. I mean, this kind of gets me really excited about giving in general. But the reason that I'm kind of structuring the questions the way I've structured them about talking to you about your missionaries, they're throughout couple of different continents that I know of, and all over different places, is you provide these gifts not to people because of their faith, but you give them generously, and then these missionaries are able as a result to share their faith in Jesus Christ. So it's really a tool to reach people, and then when people are able to eat and feed themselves, it just makes the whole thing kind of come together. And that's what God's asked us to do, is to actually meet the physical needs of people. In fact, he says, what good is it if you know somebody's hungry and thirsty and all you do is say, God bless you and God be with you, and then you walk away? That's not worth anything. And you're doing real ministry, living people that are living in these areas. They're indigenous, if that's the word I'm looking for. They speak the language. One thing that I remember talking to you about in the past is how many different languages there are. Like people in New Mexico, we know how far it is from Albuquerque to Santa Fe or Albuquerque to Las Cruces, New Mexico. But think about that community speaks a whole different language 20 or 60 miles away. That's what you find in South Asia. Isn't that right?
Yeah, in South Asia, many of these places, there's hundreds or thousands of languages. And, you know, seeing national brothers and sisters, people from their own country who know the languages, is one of the keys. The other thing is, many of the places around the world, men and women can't easily interact with each other in places of Africa and Asia. And so having women missionaries and men missionaries is very strategic to be able to bring Christ's love to these communities, not only breaking the language barrier, but also being able to keep within the societal norms of being able to interact with men and women. And, you know, this is also true as we branch out into Africa, where each community sometimes is a different culture, a different place, a different people group. And so we've always asked a simple question: what's the best way for them and the fastest way for them to hear about Christ? And then we go after that. Sometimes it's cross-cultural, sometimes it's near-cultural, but very often it's finding people from their own country who have a passionate heart for their own people. And what they need is they need the body of Christ to stand with them in prayer and support. And as they go forth, we also become part of their ministry.
If you would be interested in supporting GFA World and their Christmas Critter campaign, be sure and go to klyt.fm and click on the GFA World Christmas Critter campaign banner, and it'll give you a full list of great detail about all the things that we're talking about today. Or you can call 855-513-2255. 2127. Bishop Daniel, you are the president of GFA World. You've got some amazing vision. In our second half hour, we're going to talk about some medical things you're looking at doing and building. We're going to talk about more about the Critter Campaign. But when we come back, I want to ask you about how the mission field changed your life. When we come back with Bishop Daniel right after these messages. Bishop Daniel, president of GFA World, is with us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Thank you so much for joining us. As you listen today, you might want to jot down that you can find out all the details at klyt.fm or by calling 855-513-2127. Bishop Daniel, I don't know if this is going to be accurate, but I'm going to go ahead and take a risk and say it anyway. Your father and mother were from the East, South Asia, and you, though, were born as a Westerner. Does that give you a different perspective than maybe they had? And then in your bio, we read that you traveled with them since the time you were three, and over the years, God grabbed your heart and the calling to serve the lost and people who did not know Jesus has become so compelling that that's your life's work now. Talk to us a little bit about how'd the mission field change you?
Yeah, you know, both my father and mother both were involved in missions from a very young age. My father is 16 and my mother a little bit later after that. And, you know, so their personal lives were impacted deeply by the reality that there is so many in the world that still need to know Christ. And having been able to grow up in a family where my family was very much focused on missions, but also, you know, I got to hear my father preach and speak at so many different churches or events, hundreds of probably. And, you know, what I saw my father preach and teach, I saw him live it at home. You know, his heart and his passion for people that don't know Christ was something that is very, very infectious. And you did mention that, you know, he spoke at many churches. And I don't think that anyone who ever heard my father could walk away not being impacted in some way. And having grown up in the mission field and being able to see the reality of the mission field, walk through the slum, through the cities and the towns and different places and different cultures, you know, I think I'm extremely grateful for that experience, because if I only had the opportunity to just grow up in America, which is fine, I would never have the privilege of seeing the world and how much is needed to do in order to bring Christ's love to places that are still waiting. You know, it's unless you walk through the slums, you don't realize there are children that will never be able to go to school, that they live with diseases that they can't get rid of because they don't know about hygiene or the education about sanitation, to go into villages and to see that there are women and girls who have to walk 4 or 5 miles away to go get water for their cooking and cleaning and for their bathing and for their animals. Because they're considered to be too low in society to use a normal well in the village. And so you see these girls that will never be educated because they're just fetching water all day long. Or the beggars on the streets that no one cares about. Or the widows who have been ostracized because when their husbands die, they're blamed for the husband's death. I mean, all these things, you know, growing up, did I fully understand all these dynamics of the mission field? No, I didn't. But all those things are now in my memory banks of experience in growing up, and the things that my father shared and talked about and he wrote, especially in his book, Revolution World Missions, which if anyone has read that book, they should get a copy of that book. It'll impact your life completely. And I see it as a great privilege to be able to have grown up in this family so that my heart can be impacted. And I pray that as I lead the work of GFA Worlds, that God would use my life, but also to continue to use what my father has written and spoke about in all these years, really turning the tides of missions and bringing national missions to the forefront.
Amen. I want to change the way I phrased a couple questions and kind of combine them. You mentioned there are women that are not able, or girls even, that are not able to get an education because they are spending most of their day trying to find and then transport back to their families clean water. There's crazy killer waterborne viruses, cholera and others that are rampant throughout the third world. But you've seen miraculous things done with some gift of a Jesus well. Tell us how that affects the education of a community and the health of a community.
Yeah, a couple of months ago, I was actually in a community where there was a pond in the middle of the village, and this pond was used for washing their buffaloes, taking baths in, cleaning their cooking vessels after they cooked. Unfortunately, a lot of the bathrooms were very close by, or people use the bathroom close by, and so the water's contaminated, and it's a breeding ground for all kinds of diseases. You got a lot of trash and everything just put in there, but it's the water source. And so a couple of years ago, we were able to put in a Jesus well a little further away from that pond, which is extremely contaminated. And these are bore wells, so they go way, way down deep and find, you know, clean water. And everyone is welcome to take water from this well. You're not ostracized because you are considered to be a lower part of society. The women and the girls don't have to travel very far. They're not in danger of being kidnapped or sold in the sex trade or of wild animals, which actually happens sometimes. And so the entire community was impacted because of this clean water. It's something that we're not aware of unless you've traveled to some parts of the world, that you can't just drink tap water. You can't just, you know, drink water with ice cubes. Some of these places, you have to be so careful. And we take for granted that we have clean water pretty much anytime we want it. You can drink out of a water hose. It may taste strange, but you can drink it. You're okay. And many of these places, you can't drink the water without boiling it or filtering it. And so providing a Jesus well brings the hope of Christ right there with clean water. And there's a little plaque that we put on it. You know, Jesus said, you know, I'm the living water. And the BioSend filters are filters that are in people's homes that you can take dirty water and filter the water to be clean. So where there isn't real good access to water, Jesus wells are an amazing opportunity. And then BioSend filters are the place where we can put a filter in someone's home where they have water, but it's extremely contaminated. There were some studies done some years ago by university. Is like, what's one sustainable thing that could be done in some of the slums around the world to improve people's health? And the thing that they found was teaching people how to wash their hands with soap and water properly cut down 80% of the waterborne diseases. Just washing with soap and water. And so what you can take that example to understand is you bring clean water to a community. You improve the health of the community. People are not spending money on medicine that they don't need. There's more money for food. The kids' health goes up. Their nutrition goes up. They're able to be at school. They're not missing work. The entire community is impacted economically and health-wise by simply bringing water to the community. And so also with many of the other Christmas critter gifts is these items impact people's lives in multiple ways, not just in the one or two obvious ways. I mean, for example, someone gets a cow or a water buffalo. Yes, of course, it's like a tractor. They can plow the field, but they can milk the buffalo. That milk helps the kids to be more healthy. They get the calcium that they need. They get the nutrition that they need. Of course, you can get more income as you sell the calves, but you can also have meat on the table. You can take the cow patties or the buffalo patties, mix them with straw, dry them, and use it as firewood for your cooking. In many of these places, there's no wood left to burn, and so they use cow patties mixed with straw, dried, which becomes almost like firewood. You can sell those cow patties. So there's so many things that you can do with a simple item or a simple animal that can really impact a family and a whole community, and they get to experience Christ's love along with that.
I love that. While you were talking, I went to KLYT.FM, and I clicked on the GFA World Christmas Critter Campaign. It takes us right to your website, and I paged down just 3-4 gifts, and I went to the Biosan water filter, $30. And you're probably helping more than one family if you provide a Biosan. And then the Jesus Well is like, you know, $1,400, $1,500. When I saw that, I thought this. Maybe there's not a lot of people that have $1,400 or $1,500, but I guarantee you, we've got a lot of teachers that listen to KLYT, especially in the afternoons during our talk block. And I bet you some of those teachers might be able to say to their classroom, hey, why don't we as a class provide a Jesus Well? You'd get the parents involved. Probably for a minimum amount of money each family could donate, you'd raise $1,500 right away and you could provide a Jesus Well. Is that a good plan?
Yeah, you know, I've encouraged people to do the same thing even with like water buffaloes. You know, not everyone can afford a whole water buffalo, but you know, one person can buy a tail, another person can buy the snout, another person can buy a hoof. You know, so it's kind of like what Mother Teresa of Calcutta said. She said, you know, if you can't feed the thousand, at least feed the one. And she said, don't let the need deter you from, doing something. And it's very much like what Christ said to all of us is even a cup of water given to someone can be a great impact. And exactly what you said, if friends can get together, if families can get together, if classes can get together, if churches can get together and say, we could do something to impact someone's life, this is a great opportunity to do something that impacts eternity. And I think if people can wrap their mind around that, one of the verses that my father would often, you know, quote, but also he lived by, is Psalm 103, verses 15 and 16. Man's days are like the grass. The wind blows over it, and the place of it remembers it no more. Our life is very short. It's just a vapor. And this gift of life that God has given to us, if we live it for impacting eternity, we will never be ungrateful. We will never regret it to see lives change. And like you said, I would encourage even families, you know, families, parents and grandkids, grandparents, take your kids and your grandkids and let them go on the computer with you and look at these animals. Learn about how they can impact people's lives. Learn about how people around the world don't have access to clean water. Let them be part of the answer. And as we make these gifts, I mean, Sunday school teachers should be using this as an opportunity for geography and education and health and hygiene, but also how can we make an impact in these simple, simple ways, but have an internal impact.
Bishop Daniel, president of GFA World, is with us this afternoon. We'll have one more segment. No possible way we could talk about everything that we'd like to talk to you about, Bishop Daniel, but we're so glad that you could be with us. When we come back, we're going to start the next segment with talking to you about a new medical mission that you have. And I love the fact that GFA World is constantly looking at the needs people have around the world and then working to meet those needs. We'll be back with Bishop Daniel right after these words. I need to take just a minute to say thank you to our listeners. They let us know a little bit earlier, Bishop Daniel, your assistant Shireen, sent me a text message that maybe we ought to spend a little time thanking some people. So people that are listening to KLYT Radio have sent in several gifts for chickens and goats. I didn't hear about a water buffalo, but I also heard about a $5,000 cash gift that came in. Again, people that just want to see the gospel and the needs, you know, gospel, sharing the gospel and meeting the physical needs of people. To me, that's what real ministry is all about. And that's what GFA World is doing for people literally all around the world. Bishop Daniel, what a blessing to be part of it. And we thank you for letting us be part of the Critter Campaign.
You know, it's all of us together that is going to see millions come to Christ. It's not just one person or one ministry or one opportunity. It's all of us. And it's a privilege that God has given to us. And I'm so grateful to be part of it also.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you about your new medical mission. I don't have the notes where this is, but you're actually building a hospital, I understand.
Yeah, we already have one hospital in in Asia that serves literally tens of thousands of people, that is really making a huge difference, in a major way, sending doctors into places that need medical help and medical camps. But in the country of Rwanda, in Africa, in the continent of Africa, we are building a hospital there that will become a base to reach out into all of Africa. It's a medical college plus hospital. And the really challenging issue in what you see is the average lifespan of someone in Africa is around 49 years old. It's such a devastating thing to think that many of these places, because of either war or other things that have happened, you have grandparents raising the grandkids. There are no parents to raise the kids. In the country of Liberia, which is in the northwest part of Africa on the coast, and some of our missionaries are already there doing work, one of the newest mission fields, the 40% of the population is under the age of 15. I mean, it's such an incredible young population. And you look at all over Africa, and the challenge is so great. And so while I'm so grateful in places in Asia that we've been able to see the work established so strong, we are building a hospital in Rwanda, which is already underway, so that medical missions can be done to reach out to other parts of Africa. And we've already got places, other countries in Africa, where their ambassadors and other leaders have said, can you let us know when the hospital is done? We want to send our candidates. We want our people to be helped also. We want doctors to be trained, nurses to be trained, so that people can have hope and their life can be improved. And so this is something that GFA World for the last 45 years has always had this in mind. Everything is very clear for us that people need to know Christ, and we see the needs. We find the opportunity to meet those needs, but we also find the opportunity to present Christ at the same time.
I started the show by using the word fun. The Christmas Critter Campaign is kind of fun for our listeners, but I also tempered that a little bit by saying it's not necessarily fun for the people that are receiving the gifts. But as the more you talk, the more I just hear about joy, Bishop Daniel. I hear about joy in people. I hear about people that are coming to faith, and though they're not, they don't have a lot of earthly belongings and those kind of things, they have their faith in Jesus Christ, and they have sustenance now, and they have hope. And so this is kind of fun for them, isn't it?
No, it is a deep joy, because it's gifts that are given to them when they don't expect it. They didn't ask for it. They didn't expect it. And it's someone loving them and giving them a gift, and all of a sudden their life is impacted and changed. You know, and for many of these parents, they desperately love their kids. They want their kids to be healthy. They want their kids to be okay and go to school and get an education. They just don't have the ability to make that happen. And a lot of it is just simple things that get in the way, like health or clean water. Or, for example, I remember in one nation, I was looking out the window of our office, and there on the street, there was a family on top of a pile of bricks, breaking these bricks into smaller pieces to fill potholes. That was their daily wage. And there was a three-year-old little kid breaking bricks along with the family. And so you find these families, they're stuck in these situations where if every member of the family is not working and earning a living, the family starves. And so when you provide some of these Christmas gifts and these items that actually help in a system to break the cycle of poverty, you are leveraging the opportunity for them to be able to have their kids get an education, to be healthier, to have dignity. And so it provides a means for them to actually go forward and actually have a future. And especially the children, if we can have them have an education to learn to read and write and keep them healthy, it changes the entire direction of their life and their family's life.
And many of these missionaries that you have are also pastoring churches, aren't they, around various places? And wherever they have a church, that's actually serving as the school, the place of worship, the hospital. I mean, they do a lot in one location like that.
You know, the missionaries are in a way that the missionaries really are the shepherds of the entire community. They love the whole community. They love everyone. It's more of an incarnational style of missions where they live with the people. They're not outsiders. These are their own people. They love them. And so the people see the missionary and the pastor as their own person that loves them. I remember during the COVID pandemic, my father did hundreds of Zoom meetings with the leaders on the mission field. I literally heard him say this when everything was locked down. I mean, it was more locked down than you can imagine anywhere in the U.S. Where, you know, he told our leaders, he said, listen, just because there's COVID doesn't mean that the work stops. He says, you get the telephone number of every single person in the village. You call them every single week. You find out if there's anything you can pray for them, anything that they need. And when you find a family that doesn't have food or is starving, then you go to the shop and you beg. He literally said that you beg for food from the shop owner and say, there's a family in our village who doesn't have food. Can you provide food? Bring the food to that family and tell that family, this shop owner gave you food, and give the respect and honor back to them. And he said, you do this for the entire time. And this is what our people did. This is what our missionaries and our pastors and our leaders and bishops, everyone did this. They literally were not stopping during the COVID time. And because of that, later on, you find after COVID time, so many doors were open because we love the people. And so the same thing happens through medical. The same thing happens with clean water. The same thing happens with these missionaries and pastors. When we love the people as Christ loved us, it changes people's lives.
If you go to klyt.fm and you can get all the details about what Bishop Daniel, president of GFA World, has been talking to us about here this afternoon, there's an entire catalog and details about each one of the Critter Campaign gifts. And it's not always critters. It could be sewing machines. It could be a Jesus well. It could be a biosand filter, all kinds of different options, but all designed to help a community thrive. And in the midst of that, the tools that GFA World, they use these as tools to share the gospel of Jesus and bring hope to entire communities. Bishop Daniel, we've got about 1 minute left. I'd just like you to exhort our listeners one more time about giving a gift and how much impact that will have upon families.
You know, my encouragement is this, is that there are so many who have already given and who stand with us in prayer and support, and your lives are making a difference. And my encouragement is, as we get to this Thanksgiving season and also the Christmas season, to remember how much Christ loves you and that there's a world out there that still needs to know the same hope that we have. And every gift that's given, every prayer that's prayed, makes an impact in eternity. And I just want to say thank you so much for everything that everyone's doing.
Well, Bishop Daniel, we appreciate you as well. And again, I also want to again thank you. Your dad was just an amazing guy. I know that his legacy is carried forward. God is still using K.P. Yohanan to do many, many amazing things in a lot of lives. I know you have children. Have you had your kids participating in doing missions since they were 3 years old?
Oh yeah, they got to travel with us to the mission field and see the mission field, and we try to have them go online with us to check out the different critter items so that they can also participate in it.
So go to klyt.fm or call 855-513-2127. Bishop Daniel, thanks so much for spending so much time with us today.
Thank you so much. It's my privilege.